It's predicted nearly 50,000 babies will be born in the overcrowded Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh this year. Many will be the children of rape. They're all at risk of getting sick and suffering malnutrition, and health workers say many will die before they turn five. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports.
50,000 babies. That's about the entire population of Wagga Wagga, or Coffs Harbour, or Bundaberg. In the 4 months since Myanmar's military began a brutal crackdown in response to Rohingya militants attacking army and police posts, the number of people in refugee camps across the border in Bangladesh has swelled by nearly 655,000, all living in a makeshift tent city. 5% of them are pregnant women. Rachel Cummings is in charge of Save the Children's health response to the Rohingya crisis. She says the camps are one of the riskiest places a woman could give birth in.
The home setting is really very, very basic. Limited access to running water and clean water, so the hygiene conditions for a newborn would be very, very challenging. And of course, deliveries can go wrong, and they can go wrong very quickly, and that's when you need a skilled birth attendant.
Childbirth practices among the conservative Muslim Rohingya community give priority to privacy over safety. Women tend to give birth at home, sometimes with an older woman helping, and then they stay home for 40 days. Health workers are trying to encourage women to go to health clinics, if not for the birth itself, then before and after. But it's easier said than done.
Due to the situations in the camp and the terrain and the distances involved, for the women to make the journey from their home to a health facility can be very, very challenging. It's quite hilly. Now the rains are coming, it can also be quite muddy for women to walk, and it can be quite a treacherous journey. And also at night, that's a very unsafe journey to take.
A proportion of the babies born this year will be the product of rape, suffered by girls and women before they fled across the border. The psychological repercussions for mothers, children and the broader community will require constant monitoring. Save the Children's Rachel Cummings again.
Also required postnatal checks for mom and for baby to identify anything that's not quite right and to get the sort of necessary support that's required. But given the environment we're working in and really the environment that people are living in and babies are being born into, that's really a challenge.
Later this month, Myanmar is due to begin accepting back Rohingya refugees under the terms of a repatriation agreement signed with Bangladesh. Earlier this week, Myanmar officials said two reception centres built to process returning refugees were almost ready. But with tens of thousands of refugees citing rape, beatings and other atrocities at the hands of Myanmar's army, it's unclear whether any will be willing to return. This is Siobhan Hinyu reporting for AM.